The cost of St. Helena. Who pays for it? Who pays for all of the food and everything else? Well, that's what we're going to find out today. Where was the money coming from to pay for Napoleon's imperial pageantry? When Napoleon's entourage boarded the Northumberland in August of 1815, British instructions indicated it would be a favorable moment to search Napoleon's belongings. Quote, "The admiral will allow baggage, wine, and provisions, which the general may have brought with him. His table service shall be understood to be included, unless it is so considerable as to seem rather an article to be converted into ready money than for real use. His money, his diamonds, and his saleable effects of whatever kind they may be must be delivered up." End of quote. On instructions from the Grand Marshal, Marchand the valet, who was told to help in this humiliating operation, left behind in strong boxes worth 4,000 gold Napoleons. It's about 80,000 francs. These were, of course, seized by the British for the use of General Bonaparte's needs on St. Helena. So 4,000 gold Napoleons were in British hands, but there were another 12,500 Napoleons worth 250,000 francs, which had been divided amongst the 8 belts worn around the waists of the members of his suite, which were returned to Napoleon once they landed on St. Helena. Marchand collected the money, which Napoleon called his reserve, or his nest egg. With the help of monthly economies, it had grown to 300,000 francs by his death in 1821, which enabled Napoleon's legacies and his will to be paid. Napoleon had also left several deposits in France. 800,000 francs with Prince Eugene Beauharnais, that's Josephine's daughter, that's his stepson. 3,400,000 francs with the bankers Perigot and Lafitte. Now, 400,000 had been put in 1814, and another 3 million was taken from the Tuileries with Fouché's consent on June the 28th, 1815. Now, that may seem like, well, he's ripping the government off. You have to understand that if you remember, when he went to Elba, they confiscated like 17 million francs of his money that he was supposed to get. So, kind of a small payback. Well, that's just what he had. Then there was his family. Now, his brother Joseph, which had been the King of Spain, had as much as 1,000,000 francs. Then there were Joseph's land, his paintings, as well as his cash. The Montfortin estate was transferred to his sister-in-law, Desiree Clary Bernadotte, who is now one of the Queen of Sweden, and that prevented it from being confiscated. The Chateau Perrang, which was outside the French frontiers, had 5 million francs worth of diamonds buried in its park. So, you know, there's money here and there, but we're not done with his family. Madame Mère, Napoleon's mother, sold her Paris house and moved into Rome, staying with her brother, Cardinal Fresh, which saved Napoleon's magnificent collection of Italian paintings. They had also, over the years, given Mom all sorts of things. And she used to tell Napoleon, you need to take some of this stuff and save it back for yourself. You never know when this all might end. And when it all does end, Mom has amassed so much stuff that she's able to help the whole family. So she at least took her own advice. Now, Jerome, he was protected by his father-in-law, the King of Württemberg, and had about 2 million francs. Lucien was protected by the Pope, and he had a huge collection of master paintings. Now, all this wealth, which was basically the fruit of the astonishing success of the head of the family, mainly Napoleon, according to Corsican custom, is at the disposal of any relative in need or in distress. Now, there were a few people in Napoleon's entourage that had some property. Las Casas had about 4,000 gold Napoleons, which he offered Napoleon, and of course, which he accepted. General Bertrand had 15,000 British pounds on deposit in a London financier or a bank. Gourgaud and Montholon had very little. The English, for their part, had arranged for the cost of the detention of Napoleon to be paid by the British Treasury, and this conformed with the agreement signed by the Allies on August the 2nd, 1815. However, just before the new governor, Sir Hudson Lowe, arrived on St. Helena, he received instructions from Lord Bathurst to keep expenses down to about 8,000 pounds a year. Anything above that figure was supposed to be paid by Napoleon. Now, this strange measure, involving the absurdity of making a prisoner pay for his own detention, really isn't surprising from a nation which required a condemned man to pay the cost of the hangman's rope. It was therefore without much concern that Hudson Lowe decided, shortly after being on the island, to have an interview with the people at Longwood, having discovered that in absence of any control, the British Treasury had been paying out about 20,000 pounds a year, which was more than double the allowance envisaged. The rate of expenditures current in August of 1816 meant a budget of $11,700 for Napoleon's house and his board, £3,445 a year for wine, £2,020 a year for outside board, that would be Bertrand's property, £939 a year for workmen, £1,250 a year for stables, and £675 a year for English servants. So, what in the world is all that money going to? Well, we do have an account. Mr. Balcom kept scrupulous records of whatever he sold to that group. So this is going to, I will warn you right now, this is going to make you hungry. Either that or it's going to make you want to go and get some cholesterol medicine. The provisions for Napoleon's table cost 1,000 pounds a month. And to say the least, they were abundant. Every day, 90 pounds of beef, 6 chickens, 74 pounds of bread, 5 pounds of butter, yes, 5 pounds of butter, 2 pounds of lard, 9 pounds of sugar, 1 1/4 pounds of coffee, 1 pound of tea, 9 pounds of wax candles, 30 eggs, 1 pound of cheese, 5 pounds of flour, 7 pounds of salt meat, 2 3/4 hundreds weight firewood, 3 bottles of beer, vegetables, fruit, oil, and vinegar, and then every 14 days would bring 8 ducks, 2 turkeys, 2 geese, 2 sugar loaves, half a sack of rice, 2 hams weighing not more than 14 pounds, 45 bushels of coal, 7 pounds of butter, salt, mustard, pepper, capers, lamp oil, and peas, 4 pounds worth of fish, and 5 pounds worth of milk. That's pretty good. And then every day, 7 bottles of champagne, 1 bottle of Madeira wine, 1 bottle of Constantia wine, 6 bottles of ordinary wine, and then each servant was entitled to a bottle of either Cape or Canary wine every day. And then the French, out of their own pocket, every day bought a dozen eggs, 8 more pounds of butter, 2 pounds of candles, 3 fowl, 5 pounds of sugar, 1 pound of cheese, 2 1/2 pounds of salt pork, 1 pound of lard, a bottle of oil, 1 pound of rice, 5 pounds of the coarse sugar, and a bottle of vinegar. And then every week they'd buy 2 turkeys, 1 ham, 1 roasting pig, some gherkins, pickles, and olives. Now again, you have to understand, this is for the entire entourage. But even at that, that's a lot of people. And of course, it includes the servants as well, the lesser individuals, the cooks and all that. I would imagine they even fed the British servants as well. But that's still quite a lot of food and obviously a lot of meat. Oh, it sounds hasty, you know, and he's got a French chef to prepare this. And we wouldn't have survived very long. We'd all weigh about 9,000 pounds and have cholesterol level that was off the scale. But that is what the costs were. That's what they were spending it on. Now, of course, Sir Hudson Lowe is going to have a battle on his hands when he comes to explain that they're going to have to do with less. That'll be next time. Now, the sources for this: Napoleon St. Helena by Gilbert Martineau, Memoirs de St. Helena by Las Casas, Cashiers de St. Helena by General Bertrand, St. Helena's Who's Who by Dr. Chaplin, and the Journal of St. Helena by General Gourgaud. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation or even better, a subscription every month for a dollar or two. So thank you again.